The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, April 14th, goes to a home inspector in Michigan named Kevin Wayne Van Loven. What a name, Van Loven. If this guy doesn't own a 1992 Ford Econoline, I would be disappointed. Okay, at least a 1997 Plymouth Voyager, maybe a Volkswagen Eurovan, maybe. Moral of the story is he should drive nothing but vans. When your last name is Van Loven, you only have one vehicle of choice, and the license plate of that vehicle has to say Van Loven. Sneakers, too. Okay, when your last name is Van Loven, you can only wear Vans, the old school black and white ones with the jazz stripe. Now, some would say that if you drive a van and wear Vans, that's the child sex offender starter kit. I'm just saying, if you profile pedophiles, this kind of fits the description, but maybe I'm making all this up. This is probably a personal bias that I'm projecting, so never mind me. But back to Mr. Van Loven. Now, Mr. Van Loven is a home inspector, and he was inspecting the home of a 22-year-old woman in Oxford Township. He was inspecting the property before a sale. Well, something in that house turned Kevin Van Loven on. I don't know what type of aphrodisiac he used before he inspected that house. Maybe he ate some chocolate, maybe some figs, some oysters. Asparagus, maybe. Something increased his libido, his sexual function. Something got him so hot and bothered in that house that he had to pleasure himself right then and there. Let's go to WJBK Fox 2 Detroit for the report, please.
Before selling, an Oxford Township couple let this man into their home on Gill Street for a routine inspection. They left, never suspecting the 59-year-old man would allegedly fulfill his sexual urges with their child's Elmo doll. A disturbing sexual act revealed when movement in the child's room triggered the nursery camera. The image shows when Kevin Van Loven picked up the Tickle Me Elmo doll. The homeowner shocked when she was alerted on her cell phone. After hitting record, she immediately contacted the Oakland County Sheriff's Office.
Our deputies confronted him, and initially he denied it, and then they told him it was on video, and then he apologized.
He's been charged with aggravated indecent exposure and a misdemeanor charge of malicious destruction of property. But perhaps what's even more disgusting, after abusing the doll, Van Loven put it back.
I never thought I would find someone who loves Elmo more than Rashawn Casey, a.k.a. DJ Envy. I have so many questions. I know people say we shouldn't kink shame. We shouldn't shame people for what they are into sexually, but that's BS. Okay, that's from 2021. I've been woke too long and I need some sleep because I'm not thinking straight when I'm sleepy rhetoric. Okay, if I can't shame Kevin Van Loven for this, then the word shame needs to be abolished altogether. Now, can I try to understand Kevin Van Loven? Sure. Let's unpack this. How many times has Kevin Wayne Van Loven sat his ass in front of the TV and masturbated to Sesame Street? I wonder. I also wonder if he sat down with a therapist or psychiatrist, could he or she bring this back to something that happened in his childhood? I mean, it's Elmo, as in tickle me Elmo, right? And tickling equals flirting. I read somewhere, and by somewhere I mean Google, that from adolescence on, you're roughly 7 times more likely to be tickled by somebody of the opposite sex. And the most common reason to tickle is to show affection. So maybe when he was a baby, as in a young lad, he got tickled a lot, and the thought of tickling turns him on. I don't know. Okay, so when you're a creature that is the symbol of tickling, maybe when you see that, you get turned on. When you see that symbol of tickling that is Elmo. A lot of people don't like tickling, but tickling is a physical expression of love. So maybe, just maybe, he saw Elmo and he wanted to show his love. Some people do tickle fights as foreplay. People stage tickle fights in the bedroom. Nothing I'm saying makes sense, does it? Of course not. Okay? God may not make mistakes, but humans do. But I hear stories like Kevin Van Loven, and I know they say don't question God, but sometimes, yeah, have to recognize that God didn't give you the same brains he gave everybody else, okay? There were certain periods in time that God was just creating anybody and anything, all right? Genesis 1:26 says God created man in his image according to his likeness, right? Well, humans, sometimes we just like to try things. Throw it against the wall to see what sticks. I think God did that when he was creating some humans. Some humans he just created with his eyes closed. Kevin Van Loven might have been one of them. Okay, God made him and forgot about him, so then Mr. Van Loven all these years has been left to his own devices, wandering around life aimlessly by himself without God's guidance, only to end up on Sesame Street masturbating next to Oscar the Grouch's trash can while Elmo just minding his business performing Elmo's song. Hit that tune for me, Dramos.
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo's song.
La, that's what does la, it for la, Kevin la. Van Loven.
Catchy.
Oh.
He loves to
okay,
sing.
Enough, la, enough, la, la. Enough. Okay. Kevin Van Loven is reinforcing all the pedophile stereotypes. I told you driving a van and wearing Vans is the sex offender starter kit. You know how many people Chris Hansen caught who fit that profile? And this guy, Kevin Van Loven, okay, you got caught sexually assaulting an Elmo doll in a nursery. That sounds pretty pedophile to me, okay? Elmo is 3.5 years old. Do you know that? 3.5 years old, you sick bastard. Do it, Envy. Oh, you don't want to do the voice today, huh? You don't want to play Elmo today, do you?
I was going to say, well, I'm just curious. You want to play a game?
You want to play a game? Only if you do the voice. Ask me in the voice.
You want to play a game?
Yes, I do. Let's play a game of...
Guess what race he is!
Kevin Van Loven, Michigan home inspector, walked into a nursery in a home, saw a Tickle Me Elmo doll, and had his way sexually with it. Guess what race he is? Angela Yee, start with you.
I'll say Caucasian.
Okay. What makes you say this with such confidence?
I don't know. It's just what I want it to be.
Okay. Rashawn, I need you to answer in the voice the whole time, okay?
Okay.
Kevin Van Loven.
Yes.
From Michigan, home inspector. You're very familiar with home inspectors, right? He was in a home inspecting. He was in a nursery, saw an Elmo doll, had his way with the Elmo doll sexually. Guess what race he is?
Let me check. White.
What the hell did you bend over like that for? What the hell were you checking? Looked like you wanted somebody to check you. The hell's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You both are right. This is absolutely a colonizer. Okay? This is the highest levels of Caucasianery. Okay, the mayonnaise is very heavy in this story.
Man.
All right?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for that talk.
You got to register as a sex offender when you do stuff like this? If you're Kevin Van Loven?
I think it's my envy.
Oh. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.